Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Somebody's gonna hurt someone before the night is through. Somebody's gonna come undone. There's nothing we can do.
Now, back to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire. Somebody.
Glenn Frey, dead at 67 yesterday. Sucks, man. These guys got to stop kicking, man. Sucks.
Too. But in rock star years, that's like 108.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He partied. This bummed me out last night.
Yeah. This guy's make you sad.
It really made me real sad. Big fan of the band. I wanted to see him again.
That 3-hour documentary on the Eagles.
Isn't it amazing?
Brilliant.
If you don't even know anything about the band or even just know some of their songs, watch the documentary, The History of the Eagles. It's just a brilliant
required viewing.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, it's amazing they even had that much footage to put in there.
Yeah. Great stuff. It's a Showtime one, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can probably find it on Netflix now too.
Yeah, I think it's on there.
I think the money, I always say, somebody always say, if anybody would ask you, when would you want to be a rock star, it would have been the 70s, because it's not necessarily the 80s. The 80s, some weird stuff came in. 70s, pre-AIDS, there was a lot of money. The big bands all had jets, all had millions of dollars. Free love was still kicking in because the AIDS wasn't around yet.
Right. Record labels would commit to you.
And you had tons of money. The Fleetwood Macs, the Eagles, there's a zillion bands in the
70s. I mean, if you were a good band.
Yeah. No, it was a ton of great bands back in the day.
Selling band.
The money was flowing. And there's a great article now about these bands out now that have no money. And they're fairly popular bands.
Yeah.
I mean, not like the big boys that are out there now, but
there's
bands you'd recognize on our stations we're on that have no money. They travel year round and make 30 grand.
Even the big bands, I mean, they have to go out and tour to make money.
Right.
If they don't tour, they don't make money.
Yeah, you sold albums in the 70s and you made a lot of money off albums.
Album sales were a viable source of income then. They're not now.
Because if you get 30 million streams off of Spotify, you get $40 for that.
Right. Pretty much, yeah.
Right. That's how it works.
Yeah, minus 10% for management.
Right. Now, Richard, you'll get a little money off the downloads, the iTunes.
I'll probably get $40.
No, I think the iTunes is a better way to go than the
Spotify.
Yeah,
and the way I get 100% royalties with my setup. So
cool.
So $40.
Yeah.
The Richard Reese album is called what, Rich?
Jetpack Tuxedo.
And it's because you were high.
And it's you can pre-order. It'd be out on Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day.
Aww.
Got it on iTunes.
I know, right?
Jetpack Tuxedo. Recorded live at the Hard Rock in Sioux City. Cool.
Yeah, it's fun.
This day in 2013 in sports history, the 2012-2013 NHL season actually finally started after a 119-day lockout, and this is the first I've heard of them resuming play.
Oh, yeah, but they'll talk about it on ESPN like people are listening. Really? Nobody cares.
This day in 2002, sorry, Luke, the Tuck Rule game.
You know what? That was such a joke.
Raiders, Patriots.
That was such a
joke. Snowstorm.
Well, let's just make that a rule
AFC
now for
championship
no reason.
Game.
We gotta have Brady in there. Hate that rule.
Yeah. Man, the Raiders were. I mean, they were still a viable franchise at that point.
That was kind of a turning point for them at that.
Yeah.
That kind of threw that franchise into a spiral.
Mm-hmm.
And this day in 2014, the Denver Broncos beat the New England Patriots in the AFC Championship game, and the Seahawks beat the Niners in the NFC Championship game.
What's the spread this week for the
both
the
three.
Betting spread? Three. Okay.
Both three? Three, yep. Patriots and Panthers, your favorites.
Oh, the Pats are favorite? I figured they would be.
Yeah.
But I didn't think it'd be three.
I thought two and a half. I thought maybe more, to be honest.
Really?
Yeah.
The home thing.
Just perception. And, yeah. Yeah, and then last night in 2016 was, as Todd is so proud, I always point out, but it was the first night without football since, like, August.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. First Monday night without football since, like, August. Yeah. No football last night.
You probably drank because of that.
I found a reason. Yes. I did find a reason. But that's why the postpartum kicks in, because, like, it's, you know, last week we even had the college game.
I felt that last Thursday. There was nothing on, remember? Two Thursdays ago.
Right, you're talking college football.
I'm just talking any football on a Monday night, you know, and there was nothing.
There was the college championship game a week ago.
Yeah.
You're right.
You could watch mid-season college basketball. Because that makes no sense whatsoever.
That's conference play.
You're asking a lot.
Conference play. I'm just joking, by the way. Or you could watch high school basketball. There's a show in this town that talks about high school.
Yeah. And there's football on YouTube.
Yeah. There you go.
That's a good point.
There you go.
There we go.
Yeah. You know what I miss is minor league baseball.
Yeah.
I like love watching that televised minor league baseball.
I saw the
that's NFL unnecessary too.
NFL.com yesterday posted something on Facebook. It was the highlights of the Niners Broncos Super Bowl at the Superdome. So I got into watching some of that.
That's the one I was at.
That's one you're at.
Yep. Well, until you started crying
until I left in the third quarter.
With barrel ball, you were with barrel guy, right? You were with him. Yeah. That was weird. He shouldn't have invited you. He didn't know you.
I didn't know there was anything wrong with putting my hand in the barrel. I didn't know.
Well, wrong is a subjective definition.
Yeah. Barrel Man has always had a way about him, from what I've heard.
R.I.P. Barrel Man.
Yeah. Even the most street savvy of kids, he could talk him into, you know, there's nothing
horse
wrong.
Player.
Nothing wrong with reaching inside the old barrel. Come on, kid.
You have a picture of that, you and that guy, right?
Yeah, somewhere. Yeah.
I think we posted it up on the social media, didn't we?
Yeah, that's the old barrel guy from the Broncos and Petey's what? You were 8 in that picture?
I was 10.
Why don't you reach in there and fish it out for yourself?
There's a guy talking to Petey.
Hey there, Sonny.
Our buddy Gino on the line.
Hey, Peggy.
Hey. What's going on?
What's happening? Todd, how are you, man? I heard, you know, I kind of heard little bits and pieces of it all. How are you feeling?
Oh, yeah. Long story.
Okay, so anyway.
I'm awesome. I'm just freaking great.
I got a new hip December 14th.
Yes, you did.
I was laid up for 3 weeks, and in a way, it's kind of good to have a reason not to do a freaking thing. you know, I can't shovel snow this season. You know, there's some good in it.
Yeah. Okay, but I'm way past that.
Yeah, okay.
You know, I'm tired of it now.
Okay, well, I got a Glenn Frey story.
Go ahead.
I worked in Aspen, Colorado, and I was golfing one day at Snowmass Golf Course.
Okay.
And Don Henley had just come out with, a super good album.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm walking through the parking lot. Here comes Glenn Frey, and I go, hey, great new album. And he just looks at me like, you a-hole. So, Todd, I'm going to bring you over something that a lot of kids have never seen, a freaking book, so that you could read it, okay? I got a couple of good books.
Yeah, I got a couple of those.
And I think I'll call you before I come. I usually don't do that.
Whatever. Right.
Love you guys.
Yeah. See you, brother.
Like I'm going somewhere.
Yeah. You're going to work in the morning otherwise.
You got to call and check and see if I'm going to be around.
Yeah. You kind of touched on this earlier, but that Denver Bronco-Pittsburgh Steeler playoff game this weekend ends up being the highest-rated NFL game of the season. They estimate over 40 million people watching.
Yeah.
They're both over 40 million. That's ridiculous.
They're pretty big national teams.
Sure, they're both kind of national teams.
I think they're more national than – both those teams are more national than the Patriots, for sure. Patriots are still pretty regional when it comes to – they're famous, we get it, but their fan base is still pretty regional.
That's a fair point.
Yeah. Plus, a lot of people are just good and sick of them, like me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, but damn it. They get healthy at the right time.
I know. Go figure.
Yeah. your boy's got a noodle arm.
Right. Well, noodle leg, maybe.
They bitched about his arm yesterday all over the sports. They won. I'll give you that.
Yeah.
So, scoreboard's all that matters. Believe me, I'd rather be there. But they kept saying it didn't affect Roethlisberger's arm, that wind.
Right.
He was drilling it.
That's apples to oranges.
That his long passes were off target. His short ones were wobbly.
They were quails.
Yeah.
But they better beat the Patriots. But I don't think it's going to happen.
Just win. I don't care. You know, I don't care how it looks. I really don't.
And for the NFC.
No. But this number that they did, 40 million people plus watching, explains to me why this weekend's Manning-Brady, Bronco-Patriot game is the first game. Because, you can either put the Panthers and the Cardinals, which have no national fan base,
none.
No national interest at all.
None.
You can put them on at one, maybe get 17 to 24 million people watching, and then boom, Brady and Manning would spike it up over 40 again.
They want to do it the other way around, right?
You can start with maybe 35 lead that right into
this Sunday's games
the
are later than last Sunday's games.
Yeah,
right?
They are. Yeah. So what's the late game?
6:40
Late game,
Central.
Panthers, Cardinals.
Yeah.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, it is.
I think it's 6:40 Eastern.
That doesn't make any sense.
Oh, it is 6:40 Eastern. Okay.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you want Brady Manning as the primetime game?
Because it's later Sunday. The Pittsburgh game still was pretty early. It was 3:35 Central,
right.
4:45 Central Eastern. That way everybody stayed up and watched it. When the games get a little later, I mean, I thought you were right too, but I think they want the big crowd to go into the other game.
They want the lead in,
yeah.
Just like everything else in broadcasting.
Okay.
You want you want the most people starting the program.
Okay, I always thought they wanted the big game in prime time.
Yeah, that was my first thought on it too. But I mean, I think they want to find a way to introduce a lot of people that maybe wouldn't flip it on their own. You know, in the morning, I'm going to run out to watch Carson Palmer.
Sunday afternoon, they're all watching that game. That's prime time anymore in the winter. Nobody's
true.
Doing anything anyway.
That's a fact.
At least where we live, up north. Todd ain't doing jack.
And Petey's whining. Oh, there's only one more game after this.
That's because the Broncos will probably lose.
Except for the Pro Bowl.
I just positively identify negative things in my life, Todd. Yeah. I'm not really moping about it or anything. I'm just positively identifying negative things. That's all I'm doing.
I'm with you.
I'm not wallowing in it.
No, sometimes it comes off kind of whiny, but I'll take your positively identifying negative
I'm
things.
I'm with them. I ain't watching any basketball.
Put that on
after
a t-shirt,
that.
Man. Yeah,
like when it positively comes, identifying negative things.
Like
in
your
life.
Face.
So when it comes to my leg, I'm just positively identifying negative things.
No, you're kind of whining.
No, you're whining. You're whining.
Okay, I got to learn how to positively identify negative things.
You're whining.
You have a right to whine.
No, no, no.
You have a right to whine, but you're whining.
Petey can come over and teach me how to positively identify negative things.
Jameson.
I can learn a lot from you.
Jameson.
Yeah, it has a lot to do with alcohol.
Yeah. Jameson. Yeah. And edibles.
Negatively identify positive things.
I like that.
Yeah.
This $1 million is dirty.
remember that Patriots player that everybody said, the suspicion was that he was on synthetic marijuana. And we're like, why the hell are these guys smoking the synthetic marijuana?
Because it's legal, right?
Well, he walked into a cop shop with no shirt on. He was confused. Apparently, Gronkowski's house is right down the street, and people are wondering if that's where he was at. Well, Chris Carter over the weekend, and this is the you got to have a fall guy, Chris Carter.
Remember
rookies, when you make a mistake, you got to have a fall guy.
Yeah, that was brilliant.
Right?
Brilliant.
Fair point, I
suppose. True, but you don't say it out loud.
No, this is probably something else he shouldn't have said out loud, or I don't know if there's been repercussions from it, but he straight up said that he doesn't think Chandler Jones was smoking synthetic marijuana. He goes, I think he was smoking marijuana, and I think he was smoking some marijuana that was laced with PCP.
Oh, wow. At Gronk's house. That explains Gronk's face. Because he always... Great player, big old douchebag, that Gronk, man.
Yeah, but why would you toss that out there?
Yeah.
Unless you do.
PCP or angel dust. And that's what made him trip out.
Well, that's the same thing, isn't it?
I don't know. Yeah, probably angel dust is slang for PCP.
I believe
Either
so.
Either way, the shirt's coming off.
Either way, you're going to be confused.
Yeah. Good point.
But, you know, he didn't miss a practice, and he played Sunday or Saturday.
Because he probably didn't leave.
Yeah. This will be all over sports media today. The Giants have named their new coach, Ben McAdoo.
Yeah,
no relation to Bob.
Already on the staff, right?
Yeah, he was
because he's white,
coordinator.
Right?
Yeah. But everybody's ripping him I guess he had some pinstripe suit on and he had some scuffed up shoes and stuff. And, like, people are ripping on him for how he looked at his press conference.
Oh, God.
Which, to me, like, I think football, like, that's another thing that separates it.
Does anybody rip? Because Belichick looks like an idiot half the time. And nobody rips him.
These coaches are out there in sweatpants and whatever they can put scissors on for the sleeves. And I mean.
But has Belichick always been a slob?
I don't think so. I've seen all other photos where he's least dressed somewhat normal on the sidelines. So, and then with the Browns and stuff like that.
When you first come in the league, you got to dress nice, and then you earn the right to be a slob.
I don't know. He just scuffed up shoes. Who cares?
Well, yeah.
God.
Oh, man. Like, what are these nerds looking at his shoes for, by the way?
I don't know. New York media is what it is.
I know. I mean, somebody had to observe that. Like, he's wearing scuffed up shoes. Couch.
It's a non-story.
This is pretty interesting. Antonio Cromartie, who has 12 kids. Remember, he's just somehow he's got
the same mama?
Super sperm. No.
Oh, no.
Eight children with seven women, and then he's got four, including the two on the way, the two twins on the way with his wife. His sperm is strong.
Yeah,
his sperm be strong.
Yeah, it is.
And that's the other thing. He had a vasectomy, but he still
wow.
made twins.
Yeah, did we ever find out how long ago that vasectomy was?
No.
No.
I don't know. I'm not taking anything out of that guy's mouth. No. He's kind of stupid, isn't he? Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. It turned out wrong the way I said it. I'm not believing a lot of things that guy's saying, you know. This guy, I got 2 4-year-olds. Remember that bit? That was hilarious. And they're not twins, but 2 4-year-olds.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah. Yes.
Two that are four, but then they're not twins.
And what's their names?
Right.
Three-year-old.
The three-year-olds.
That's their names.
The New York Post uncovered his child support.
Wrap it up, man. How much?
$3,500 each month.
For what? One kid?
Per child. For the 8 kids. Because
figure
he doesn't pay child support with his wife.
Get the calculator out.
$28,000 per month.
What'd she make a year?
Oh, 4-year, $32 million deal last year.
But
so
either
he makes
way,
about
though,
8 mil a year.
But either way, his career is going to end eventually, and the kids will still be young.
Until they're 18.
Yeah. Right. He's in trouble.
$28,000 per month.
Then they adjust the child support. You can go to court and get that readjusted.
Yeah, but I still think he's gonna. It's a lifestyle situation. The guy's gonna be broke
if you lose your salary. Yeah,
he'll be broke.
It's a lack of lifestyle.
Yeah. Right.
Eventually, yeah.
No, he gets himself a good lawyer. He can go in and say, "Listen, I'm not making any money anymore."
I don't know, man. I know you're right, but I think that the fact is that it's still a lifestyle situation.
No, take it from a guy.
It ain't going to go down to $200. It will not go down to $200.
Oh no,
because he will have money in the bank. He will have assets.
True,
and they will take that from him. You didn't have assets. When you got, situation.
Yeah. I still don't.
Yeah, you do. Hang on here.
Lieutenant Todd, you got a new leg.
Yeah,
No. That leg is still a liability at this point.
Still new.
That leg is far from paid off.
That's true.
It's going to be a lifetime before. That leg costs more than my house.
Yeah. Yeah, it probably will.
Oh, yeah.
It's a good thing you're spending so much time with it.
Certainly.
You'll be living in it.
So $100,000 per year. $336,000.
Well, at least she's probably having quality time with him, too.
Yeah.
At the club.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. She got him. Oh, he's never been married, so I was wondering if he had been.
No, he is married.
Oh, he is married. Yep. Okay, but he has no ex-wives.
No, correct.
Right. Then
no alimony.
You have to throw some alimony on top of that, and that would suck. Because that's what doesn't go away.
No, you're right.
We haven't mentioned this, but I think it's worth reporting. Chris Mortensen, ESPN,
stage
NFL
four,
insider.
Right?
Yeah, stage 4 throat cancer. I mean, great guy. Actually talked to him quite a bit from the local days.
Did you really?
Really?
Okay.
Well, he's a big college baseball fan.
Oh, I didn't know that.
He grew up in Southern California following, you know, USC.
So he was in town back in the day?
He called.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, I've seen him before, met him before, but he would call the program after building that relationship. So I just, you know, wish him well. I mean, he's one of the good.
Stage 4, though.
Yeah, that's scary.
Well, they were mentioning on one of the broadcasts earlier this weekend, they pointed out that like the white hat on one, I think it was the Carolina game, was a stage 4 throat cancer survivor.
Oh, really? Is that what Mortensen has?
Tony Corrente. Yeah, they said that he was going to be reaching out to Mortensen.
Did he smoke?
I don't think
so. Not that
that's
only smoking, but it can be. You know?
Sure.
Yeah. Right in the throat, Craig.
Is that an offer?
Well, I didn't have time to dig up Craig saying it, so I just said it for him.
Yeah, that stuck to the table.
I know. Yeah. You're right, that did. You owe me one, Craig. Who had Glenn Frey?
I don't know. Colin.
No. You are a Colin Cowboy, that's for sure. That stuck to the tape, too.
I have a pickle sweater.
He's the king of enunciation every other day.
I know.
Yeah. Normally speaks loud, authoritative.
Yeah. People stop and take notice when he speaks.
We'll probably hear a lot about Coach K today, so I'll just prepare you for it.
His commercials about texting are pretty funny, though. They're not
bad. It's all right.
They're kind of cute.
I'm old and I don't get it.
Right. Well, the emojis, I don't get those.
100.
Is there a bunch of them in a row? I'm not. You got me.
Yeah. It's kind of code or something. Now, Duke apparently won the national championship last year.
Do you know what?
Yeah.
My son asked me, and I had no idea.
Really?
I had no idea. He goes, "Who won last year?" I said, "Yeah. Somebody."
Yeah, I would have probably.
Did you know that? Did you remember that?
No. I would have.
I know the Kentucky got beat. I knew they got upset because they were supposed to run the table. I knew that, but I forgot who. Yeah. And Duke didn't beat them. Somebody else beat Kentucky, right?
Sure.
2 to 3 months after every championship, I always forget.
Right. Because nobody cares.
Was it Wisconsin that upset Kentucky?
I think you're right.
Might have been.
I think you're right. Nobody cares. I know there's basketball freaks that think that people care, and they don't.
Who won the World Series last year?
Not the Cubs.
Ooh, I know that one.
The Royals. That's why, Chief fan, we didn't carry them off.
I really, seriously didn't know that off the top of my head.
Oh, see? Man.
I would have had to look that up.
Duke won last year, did not know that.
Yeah, and they've lost three straight now, so people are freaking out, including Coach K. Like,
good, fire him.
Yeah, I know. Wouldn't that be hilarious? Well, it'll be
so
interesting.
You mean the crazy rich white kids that bounce up and down at Cameron Indoor? I hate those
Coach
bastards.
Coach K court, yeah. And they fire him.
Yeah, Coach K court. We can't lose three in a row at Duke. We're Duke.
They lost their third straight, and instead of shaking hands with the entire team, I'm trying to pull this up on the iPad here, he skips a lot of guys because he's interested in getting to the refs.
Oh, is he going to bitch?
Yeah.
Oh, he skips the other teams, guys.
Yeah, so he hits, like, the coach, you know, Boeheim, and then, like, the first couple guys, and then he's just like, nah, yeah, I'm not interested. And I don't – I mean, there's
that's
not a
lame.
Huge
– I know what you mean.
It's not as big a deal as it's probably going to be made of today, but it's surprising from Coach K.
Yeah,
yes, it is surprising from him.
Okay, so he just shakes the hand of, like, every fifth guy.
Yeah,
so
he's kind of like,
go over the ref and
whatever,
bitch.
Whatever, kids.
You avoid the white guys look like there because they probably didn't play that game.
Yeah, well, yeah. Y'all didn't do nothing.
I'm not going to shake your hand.
Right. I shake your
You're the white guys on that team.
I hope we get a new Bobby Knight real soon.
So do I.
We need one.
Yeah, if that was Bobby Knight, that would probably be a fireable offense.
Oh, yeah.
The context, you know what I mean?
Well, there's only three football games left, so we've run out of things to bitch about on sports.
They'll talk about like we care all day long.
Have you heard any of this tennis shenanigans that's going on?
Yeah, who got offered money to throw?
Well, Novak Djokovic, who, you know, is one of the – well, I think he's the number one player in the world. He's one of the best players in the world.
Yeah.
Now, the story, as
by
the
way,
story goes.
Why does he need $200,000? That's pocket change.
He doesn't. He says he turned it down, so that wasn't enough. Yeah. Now, you never know with some of these other people.
To lose to who?
To lose. These are related to, like, kind of more exhibition tournaments, These aren't, like, world tennis or WTA events or whatever. It's not the Australian Open.
You're paying a fee to go there anyway.
Anyway.
So why would you take money to lose one?
Well, somebody might. Say they offer you $1 million extra to lose. Okay, so I –
But why does that help you – does it help the other guy winning an exhibition?
I was trying to figure this out.
Is it a betting situation?
Talking with somebody I work with. Think about, you know, they're doing a match in Syria or something like that, and they've just paid Serena $1 million to come over and play tennis in an exhibition tournament, and Syria has this 16-year-old up-and-coming tennis
player. Probably a bad country to use.
Yeah, that probably is.
Russia. We're not playing tennis in Syria right now.
Let's go Russia.
Okay, got a grenade. Hitting the grenade back and forth.
Syrian.
What is it, 5 seconds?
They're making time out for the Syrian Open right now. As refugees are being shot in the head. The Syrian
cereal.
Okay, Russia. We'll go to Russia. Yeah.
So they say Russia's got a young
Hashtag Syrian Open.
You would command a mighty big appearance fee.
To come to the Syrian Open,
To play in the Syrian Open.
So let's call it Russia or Sweden or somewhere, right? And they've got some young tennis player where, holy smokes, would it do a lot for her, or maybe the country, somebody who's got deep enough pockets to say if that girl was to beat Serena.
Serena,
here's $1 million to lay down.
That would help. Got it. All right. I wouldn't pay her for
that. Okay, I understand.
There's a day Petey would have.
Yeah. How'd it break? Djokovic just about said it?
Supposedly it's been going on for a long time.
Is shot.
And Djokovic claims he was offered $200,000 to throw a match, which he did not. But if you can't trust drug dealers and bookies in America,
here's what you can do. If you come across your sports tier on DirecTV, the tennis channel. You stop on the tennis channel, and you see a couple of chicks playing, and you try to find a match where the chick has a good body
and a good face.
A good face.
Okay, it's a drinking game then, huh?
Yeah. It's very rare.
Okay.
You wouldn't drink much at all.
There's a lot of butterfacers. They got great bodies. Most of them have great bodies.
Sure. I've been keeping track.
It's that kind of sport.
Yeah, it's 96% butterfaces.
Yeah, and Todd's got time.
And there's about three or four chicks who have nice faces.
Even at the Syrian Open?
But this is a guy who liked the biggest butterface ever. You thought she was sexy.
Lindsay Davenport.
Yeah, you thought she was sexy. She was the biggest butterface ever.
No, no.
Yes, she was.
She was on Letterman once and cleaned up nice.
No, she was a butterface.
No, you didn't see her Letterman appearance.
Wasn't she a butterface?
Right.
Yes.
I agree.
Yeah. She looked good that night on Letterman.
You know what? No.
Not the day. Well, you know, that's coming from a butterface himself.
Richard. No. Oh, she's a butterface. Come on.
So am I.
No, you're not.
Okay, that's right. I don't have much of a body.
Yeah. Great cans. Great ass. Richard Reese with us. He's got a new album out. You can pre-order on iTunes. It's called
Jet Pack Tuxedo.
And you also have, I love you, have a Roger Moore shirt on.
Oh,
where
yeah.
You get a Roger Moore shirt? I
Roger
love that.
Roger Moore and what's her name, Grace Jones.
Oh, that's a great T-shirt.
From Beauty to a Kill.
Is that your favorite Bond? Who's your favorite Bond?
You know, I like them all, but Roger's the funniest, so he'd probably be the closest to my personality.
Yeah, yeah, that's also your Bond because you're a little younger than us. But I like Roger Moore, too. I mean, my favorite was Connery, but... Quick break. Richard Reese with us. Safe drive, Petey.
Thank you.
Or your Uber driver. Have a safe drive.
I'll bet.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.